Hey everyone, welcome to the Smash Pod, brought to you by Smash Up Fantasy Sports. I'm your host Ming, and along with my good buddy Chris, we'll be talking about the latest in sports, fantasy sports, and pop culture. We might throw in some crazy hot takes, some wild hypotheticals, and just talk trash like you would in your group chat. Thanks for listening. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Smash Pod, brought to you by Smash Up Fantasy Sports, where they're playing the next generation of fantasy sports that rolls all of your favorite gameplay all into one spot. Today, we are going to be talking about some of the best NFL free agency moves that the Hawk and I are seeing right now, and we're going to relate to some of the X's we've had in the past, so that'll be pretty interesting, because Hawk is usually left crying after talking about his exes, so I can't wait to break that down.
There will be tears by the end of this episode.
Just like always. And we're going to have some lightning round topics where we'll break down some of the recent topics in the sports world. And then we'll also have a hot take about who we might think could make it all the way to the Super Bowl at the end of this upcoming season. So I'm Ming. Welcome to the Smash Pod. Good to have you all here with us. I'm with my friend Hawk. How's it going, Hawk?
Going well. Let's dive in.
All right, let's dive in. So we're going to call this segment Breaking Down the Breakups, and it's brought to you by a special sponsor.
Sponsor is Ashley Madison. Are you a wealthy man looking to lose half of your income? See your children on the weekend? Visit Ashley Madison and find your side piece today.
I don't even know if Ashley Madison is still in existence, but if not, we just gave him a free plug.
It's a good thing that if Marilyn watches this, she should not know that you even know Ashley Madison is.
Yeah. She might think I'm just talking about some other girl, some other woman. Who's Ashley? Who the hell is Ashley?
I'm not sure that's better, but sorry, Marilyn.
Yeah, it's all good. All right. So let's jump into it. Let's talk about some of the moves. I'm going to break down, or we have a list, obviously, and we'll go back and forth, but we'll talk about some of the free agency moves and why we like them and share with you which type of X we think they are. So I'm going to kick off the list with Kirk Cousins, one of our favorite moves. He's going to a place where he has a bunch of young weapons now. And I think the quarterback position obviously is one that was holding these young bucks back in Atlanta. They got a new coach. So Arthur Smith is gone. So that's exciting because he was terrible. But now you have Kirk Cousins coming in, and he's going to run the show as the quarterback there. And I think he's just going to elevate all of the skill positions. He's got Drake London. He's got Bijan Robinson. He's got Kyle Pitts. He's got all these sexy weapons that are there in Atlanta. And he left behind a team that he thought, you know, wasn't going anywhere. Obviously, that's why he left. So I love this move, and I think he's going to elevate all those positions, and I think all those guys are going to have great years. I think Kirk Cousins, as long as there's like no setbacks from his rehab, because obviously he got hurt. But I'm gonna say Kirk Cousins is the ex that like left behind the old ex-boyfriend or ex-girlfriend and moved on to like greener pastures, because the new beau looked young and sexy. He's got these sexy weapons at the skill positions, like I mentioned. He's got the long legs of Drake London and Kyle Pitts. He's got the excitement and flash of Bijan Robinson. He's going out to the club. He can't wait to have a good time. He's going to be in this space where he thinks that they can go far, and he's going to have a little fun. What do you think? Is that a appropriate X description?
It's too appropriate. You need a little more inappropriateness. I feel like You left out the best part. He's got those offensive linemen just blocking, just out in front at all times. And which young gentleman could resist that?
I mean, Kirk Cousins went there to score, right? He's going to score. He's going to score.
And he's got Drake. He's got Drake. You could say he's like Brooklyn Nicole going after Drake.
Yeah. No, for sure. I think Kirk Cousins is definitely looking back at Minnesota and just like, you know, you were nice. It was kind of interesting, Like Minnesota's that like long relationship that like you were just waiting for something to happen, and he's like, look, this isn't going anywhere. I see this hot girl over here, and they're calling me, and I just like hurt my leg, but you still want me, and you're much hotter than Minnesota, so I'm going to you. So I think that's an appropriate description as an ex.
It's an up and down relationship. For every Justin Jefferson, you've got Alexander Madison that they had last year for him. So,
but you know
he wants the whole package now.
You know what happens? Every time someone leaves like a stable relationship for like the hot younger version that looks sexy, that relationship ends up like sometimes crashing and burning. So let's see if Kirk Cousins can manage his way through that, because he's a conservative guy and I don't think he knows what he's getting himself into, but we'll see.
No, he just finished rehab. Let's see. Yeah, this could crash and burn very easily.
Yeah, it's Atlanta. All right. So up next, we got Saquon and Chris. I'll let you take this one.
Oh man, the Saquon and the Giants just reminds me of like that college relationship. Like these two met freshman year. It was never really that good, but they didn't want to. Like they both knew they had to break up, but they didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
And now Saquon, like he's gonna go on. Like this is bigger and better for him, right? He's going from like one of the worst offensive lines in the league to arguably the best running offensive line. Like this line made, I think DeAndre Swift was good, but Miles Sanders 2 years ago made him look like a Pro Bowler.
Yeah.
We obviously saw in Carolina, like what he looked like behind any other offensive line. So
is this like going to a new partner that's ugly and it makes you look better? Is that kind of a good analogy?
Or it's going to the Eagles, one of the best. This is like you were with your college girlfriend. You graduated, you got a good job, you didn't want to break up, you finally did, and now you met like one of those like hot New York girls, and you're just like, wow,
you just got elevated.
Why did I hang on for so long? Exactly. Yeah. Life is just about to get so much better.
Yeah. So you just basically disrespected all the college girls out there.
And wow. The New York Giants.
The New York Giants are college girls, and the Eagles are the young hot professionals.
So many angry comments going to be on this one, but that's the risk you take. It's an occupational hazard.
Okay, got it. All right, so you like it. Yeah, we love the Saquon move. I'm actually expecting really big things out of Saquon coming out of Philly.
He will be on my fantasy teams. He will be – I'll be dreaming about him, just like an ex, I guess.
And you will want him to play fantasy football for your teams in addition to dreaming about him.
dreams of him running through a field with a football.
I actually think he'll be like CMC light. I actually think so. Like he'll he might have his best fantasy season ever.
Like I mean hands down,
2,000 yards, 15 touchdowns. Do you think he can do that?
Yeah, I mean, I think with Jason Kelce gone, and I think with the Eagles trying to like preserve Hurts, you may not see the 20 plus tush pushes of last season for Hurts. I think Saquon gives him another goal line option. And I think he's also a guy who can bust a 20, 30-yard touchdown. So I think, you know, in all seriousness, this is just a great matchup for both sides. And I think he could have his best fantasy season yet.
I mean, speaking of new partners, he'll get some tush pushes.
Depends how much they've had to drink. Yeah, let's see where this goes.
All right. Next up on our list, we've got Derrick Henry. So, again, love this move. This is the winner's list, essentially, of the free agency moves. Like, Derrick Henry is going to what I think is like a smash spot for him. I mean, even in a bad year where he had a decline in touches, he still churned out almost 1,000 yards and double-digit touchdowns. He's had double-digit touchdowns like 5 years in a row. You're putting him in a new spot where Gus Edwards had 13 touchdowns. And then with the new league rules where the hip drop tackle is going to be penalized, so you guys are going to try to have to arm tackle Derrick Henry. I don't care if it's, you know, Derrick Henry at 31 or 32 years old or however old he is. He's still got some juice in the tank. And I think he's going to run for over 1,000 yards. I think he's going to hit 15 touchdowns. You know, I think he's going to be underdrafted. I think people still like the fact that he's Derrick Henry, but they're going to discount because they think he's older. I think he's going to outperform his draft status. Derrick Henry leaving behind Tennessee. He's the ex that was like, look, this is going nowhere. I need a commitment. I need this to go all the way. He's going to Baltimore because I think Baltimore can go to the promised land with him. And he probably saw that too. And I've had one of these exes too, where she's like, dude, you're not, this is going nowhere with you. I need to go somewhere more serious.
You've had like five of these exes. This is not a one-time thing.
This is going to be my list. But I think he's like, look at Tennessee. He's like, you guys aren't doing anything, bro. Like, there's nothing happening here that's going to put me in a position to win or to, you know, get the big commitment. I need to go to a place where it's a little more serious. And I think that's Baltimore. I mean, Baltimore is a perennial contender, right? And I think just with that offense, you know, being top three, top four every year, he's going to be in a position to score. I wouldn't be surprised. 15 touchdowns, 1,100 yards. He's going to the altar, but I think he's going to be disappointed because I still don't think Baltimore's going to win at all. But I like this for Derrick Henry as a fantasy move. And the Ravens too. But
people may not realize Henry still averaged 2 yards after contact last season. That was among the league leaders. Like, the problem is on Tennessee, their line was so bad that the contact was coming like at the line of scrimmage.
Behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah. He's 6'4", so he's falling down for 2 yards. So
just like your ex.
All right. Anyway. all right. Next up, Chris. Tell us what you think about Russell Wilson.
God, this is a weird one. Like, Russell, like, he could just kind of like be that insecure ex, like just trying to like prove himself. I think he left someone who's like better. At the same time, like,
Steelers country. Let's ride.
Is he his even the girlfriend right now? Like, is Justin Fields better? Is he the side piece, right? Like, I don't even know if he's actually the girlfriend.
Good question. What is he? Is he the side piece?
He might be. I mean, honestly, like, if you had to pick, who do you like better between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields?
I mean, for this season?
Yeah. This year, you're the coach. You're Mike Tomlin. You're a much worse-looking version of Mike Tomlin. What do you...
Mike Tomlin's a handsome man.
He's a very handsome man, and you're a man.
I saw a tweet. I think it was Brandon Ayuk. He said he looks like Mike Tomlin. Do you think he looks like Mike Tomlin? Brandon Ayuk?
Ayuk? No.
Yeah, he's the one who put it out there. You put it like a side-by-side. He actually does look like a younger Mike Tomlin.
Well, I mean, of course, who doesn't put something like when I like pick a celebrity I look like, I'm like a young Brad Pitt. But I mean, you know, no one.
I would say Tomlin is someone that he put out there to make himself look better. Like,
but I'm saying you always compliment yourself. Like, if someone else looks at me, they're like, you're like an aging Adam Sandler. So
that's actually a good. Comparison. Good. With a worse basketball game because Sandler's actually pretty decent. So.
Yeah, that's not, you know, hey, look, may not know, we went to UCLA. We actually played against a lot of celebrities.
Yeah.
It's surprising how many of them were actually extremely good at basketball.
Sandler's not bad.
He's no Urkel.
Urkel's good. Urkel talks a lot of shit, too.
He does. Yeah. But he can back it up. If you can back it up, then...
When he hits a jumper, he goes, did I do that? No, he doesn't do that. I would go Russell.
I like Fields. I just think he has higher upside. And like Pickens is your best receiver at this point. Like they lost Deontay Johnson. Pickens is the guy there. And I just feel like Fields has the arm. Like Fields may not have all the accuracy, but he's got the arm. For him and like Pickens have some electric connections. And he's a threat to
the
ball.
So he has a big enough arm to just throw the ball away and not hit his receivers. Is that what you're saying?
Look what he did for DJ Moore. I think this is... I totally understand why the Bears are going to move on to Caleb Williams, right? That makes sense from their point of view. Yeah. I don't think that Fields is a bad quarterback. He just wasn't.
Yeah, you're right. Look at the record he put up for the Bears. Like, look what he did for them.
Look at the record every other quarterback has put up for the Bears. They were a 2-win team before he got there. It's baby steps.
Hey, yeah, you know what? They also got Arthur Smith there. So look at that offense go. That offense is going to be flying high. With Justin Fields.
The real winner, let's be honest. The real winner, it's not Wilson. It's not Fields. Maybe hot take here, but I think Jalen Warren. Jalen Warren was phenomenal last year. His advanced stats across the board.
Yeah, I love Jalen Warren.
Broken tackles, yards after the contact. I think with Smith just running the ball, I think there's enough volume for him and Najee Harris. I think Jalen Warren this year is the guy I would want.
Yeah, I was going to say, even in a split backfield, he produced pretty well. So it'll be interesting to see what happens between the two of them, him and Najee. But yeah, good call. All right, the next name on our list, free agency moves that I really like personally is Joe Mixon. I think he's a huge winner He moved on. He was discarded by his ex, the Cincinnati Bengals, basically. They're about to drop him like a cheap something. But they decided to at least trade him away and get a seventh round pick out of it. So, you know, they were like, that's basically how much they value Joe Mixon. But then he ends up going to the Texans, a team that is probably going to contend, and we'll talk about this later, for the Super Bowl maybe, but is definitely going to make some noise in the AFC and is going to go pretty far, in my opinion. And he goes to a stacked Houston Texans team. I mean, CJ Stroud had an amazing, electric rookie season. He had an amazing season just for anyone. Yep. He has tons of weapons now. He has another year of progression for himself. Nico Collins, Tank Dell, now Stephon Diggs. We'll talk about that, well, that move in a second. They upgraded their offensive line, their defense. I mean, this team is like amazingly sexy on paper, right? And they already made some noise last year. I think Joe Mixon might be one of the biggest winners out of all, considering him being essentially on the street. He was basically broken up with. He was crying. He was disheveled. He was like getting older. They were like
on the street. Was this like standing on a street corner? You make it sound like it's like an incredibly wealthy running back who like you like no, you describe him like he's a homeless man. This is
the
analogy.
The Bengals were like, dude, I'm done with you. You're used and abused now. Like I don't have any more need for you. And then out of nowhere, he meets this beautiful young woman who's just like, I like older guys, and I think you can add a lot to a relationship that we have together. And this is not just for fun. Like we can go really far together. And Joe Mixon's like, hell yes. And so I think.
Well, can we talk about this from the Bengals perspective too? Cause it's kind of interesting for
they're
them. Like, hey,
they're like, damn it.
Maybe I just read too much Reddit, but it feels like there's so many stories on there of like these like middle-aged guys who they've been in a relationship. They've had the kids. Maybe they go start going to the gym a little bit. And so they think like, they can do better. They get divorced or they ask for an open relationship. The next thing you know, like their wife is doing great. Their wife loves it. She's like me and the best guy she's ever like. Guy's way better than them. And the guys, like, they can't even get a date. And I feel like that could be Cincinnati right now. Like they have Chris Brown. Is he the answer? Zach Moss. I know he had a couple of really nice games.
Yeah,
in
like
Indy,
who are they swapping Joe Mixon for? They're just like, they thought that they were going to be able to move on. But like, who's left for them? They're still waiting for like a legit back.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Mixon goes out and finds himself like a stud. Like this is fantastic for Mixon.
Yeah. I mean, the Bengals, they might draft someone, right, to replace Joe Mixon. But that's like leaving a stable, solid relationship behind that you can like, you know, that you felt like you could actually do something with. And then like breaking up with him and then saying, I'm going to find my next husband at the local bar. Just picking from the litter of young, like just terrible selections. Like I'm not saying that they're gonna like someone terrible, but like going to the draft, like maybe they'll find someone who works out, but maybe not. Cincinnati Bengals are a team that's looking to like make noise and go far every year, especially with Joe Burrow. And they're gonna plug in a rookie running back. Like maybe they can find someone plug and play, but it seems like they're gonna go into the next season with a rookie running back and some poo-poo platter of journeyman.
Yeah. I totally agree. This is going to be interesting. It could work out, right? They want to save money. I know you don't want to spend too much on running back, but we could be looking back in a year and telling how this worked out better for Mixon than it did for the Bengals. It's only regret asking for that open relationship.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I love this one. So I'll let you break this one down. So Stephon Diggs.
Oh, man, Diggs. I don't know. Look, this is, you know, this is, we all know this guy or this girl who's a little bit Delulu, right? Little crazy. And either like works or it doesn't. I'm honestly not sure at this point if Diggs is just crazy or if he's actually like, you know what? I was misused. This was a bad situation. And I just need, like, I'm ready to be a star again in a new city. So I don't know. Let me ask you, is this Antonio Brown part two or? Just indifferently, like, where are we going?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, Stephon Diggs is like that divorcee, right? That like has been divorced like three times and they're still hot. And so like teams keep going after him still because he still like looks good and can perform well and is putting up production, but like is just crazy. And so after a while, he's just like wears out his welcome, and another team takes a look and says, wow, he looks good.
And like there's a reason he's been divorced three times.
Like, yeah, but like other teams like can't resist. They're like, oh damn, he looks so good. Like he's available. I want to give it a shot. Let's see what he can do. And like, you know, in Diggs's defense, like he does elevate QB's play. You know, everywhere he's gone, he's elevated the play of the QB, and he does put up some production. It's just you can see that end come after a while because he does wear his welcome, and he you know, he tends to act up. As most,
but like, okay, well, what about the end of last season?
As most hotties do, sometimes they're crazy. they're crazy.
So they all say about me.
Very not crazy.
Is that a backhand way of saying I'm not hot or not ugly? But, okay, that's
yeah.
That's right. Man, Mingus called me Adam Sandler and called me ugly so far in the same podcast.
Adam Sandler is a compliment for you, my friend. He's a good man. He's
again,
a handsome
this
man.
Feels like a backhanded compliment. That's not. Compliment for me. Okay, sorry. So which celebrity do you think you look like?
Celebrity?
Which celebrity? If I'm Adam Sandler, who do you think you look like?
Because see here, there's not like a lot of Asian American celebrities. I have to compare myself to Jackie Chan, Ronnie Chang, or the guy who was in Goonies, who's a little Chinese kid with a mechanical belt.
Oh, I'm sorry. The correct answer was Michelle Yao. there was a right and wrong answer.
She is a handsome. I love Michelle Yao.
Yeah. Me too. Listen, Everything Ever All at Once was by far.
Okay,
my
well, who is my comparison then? You tell me.
I'm legally by law not allowed to do that.
Go for it, buddy.
That's Chris Pratt on The Office.
Oh, I like it. That's fine.
Oh no, on Parks and Rec.
Yeah, that's fine.
When he was big.
Yeah. All right.
this is trouble. This is one step away from this podcast getting canceled after one episode.
Okay. Maybe it's time that we go to our rapid take section. So this is a segment where we're going to talk about some of the recent events in sports or pop culture, and we're going to have a couple of quick takes on them. So first up, let's talk about the NCAA Final Four, both men's and women's. They both just wrapped up. So, Hawk, I'm going to kick it over to you first. So, which was more exciting to you, the men's or the women's?
Yeah, I'm going to invert that. I think for me, it was just the Final Four in general. That Iowa-UConn game was thrilling. Absolutely loved watching. Well, it didn't work out. South Carolina and Purdue, I thought, was a great game. And South Carolina, they just could not hit open shots. I thought they had a real chance to win. Whereas the finals were kind of like both kind of snoozers, right? The blowouts? What did you think?
Yeah, I mean, I honestly thought I actually watched more of the women's Final Four matchups than the men's. I thought the women's games were more interesting. The men's, I don't know if there's just like, it's because there's not like a blue chip or a lot of blue chip prospects that were in the Final Four in terms of like who the young names might be in the draft for the NBA. But like the women's game, it definitely seemed like there was more hype around them. The games seemed like they were more competitive at the end, or at least there was like an attempt to have it close. They definitely were pushing a lot of Caitlin Clark, a lot of Angel Reese in the media. I don't know if that was on purpose or that was just something that occurred organically, but I definitely feel like the women's Final Four this year definitely got like more attention. And I think the ratings from the numbers I saw, they were pretty close, which is crazy because they're never close, right? In terms of like the ratings, but they were very close. But like even watching the games, like I would say the women's matchups were more interesting and more exciting to me.
Well, the million-dollar question, Aaliyah Edwards, was that a moving screen or was that total bullshit?
That was, dude, I saw that live. That was fucking bullshit. Like that screen was so set to me in my eyes. I mean, look, I watch a lot. I know you do too. You watch a lot of NBA. There are so many moving screens that they don't call, and it's kind of arbitrary. Sometimes they are moving, sometimes not. Sometimes they call it, sometimes they're not. But like that screen was so set, like she barely moved. One, it didn't marginally affect the play in my eyes because she barely moved. I think that screen was set. That person, that the defender, I forgot who she was either going to get past that or not, regardless of like how that played out, because there was not a lot of motion going on the screen. I don't know. Sounds like you had a different opinion. Did you see it? Did you see movement?
Yeah, I thought it was. And I think, you know, especially looking at the replays, which I've probably watched like 1,000 times now, I think she moves her body. And she also, the key for me, she moved the arms. She moved the arms up and out. She
didn't move her arms at all.
No, she, do we need to pull the play up? She definitely moved her arms and pushed into the defender. And I think it impacted the play. I think
you felt that way because you're a soft offensive player. So,
listen, I'm a rugged defender though. I'm physical. You know, I like that. Like, I normally side with the defender.
I don't know, man.
But I'll say this: I don't blame Edwards. I actually blame the cutter. If you look at it, part of the reason why Edwards has to step to the side and why she ends up putting her arm out is because the cutter took the wide angle. You know, off ball, you're supposed to go tight.
Yeah, there's always a technique to taking screens, and you set the screener up for being called for a foul if you don't really hit that in the right way. But I thought it was a poor shit call, and it sounds like you thought it was a good call. But I hate that impacted the end of the game, right? Like, I would love to see like a shot go up and like see what happens. Like, I hate that. Even though I'm a big believer in like calls need to be made regardless of the time, I feel like that call was not impactful enough to affect the game and shouldn't have been called because it's not. I saw something different than you. I don't know what we need to actually pull that up at some point and watch that again because, like, we saw totally different things.
I'm just amazed though because you will call anything a foul and pickup. Like, you breathe on me when he goes to take a shot. He's like, foul.
I do not, bro.
No. Yeah. We'll play some video on that. That's the second video to come up.
That's because you like to maul people because you can't move your feet. Your feet don't move fast enough, and so okay.
Who's the soft offensive player now? Now we see the direction this has gone.
Soft or like I don't want to feel the bristle of your arm hair all over my body when I'm like trying to move offensively. Anyway, okay.
Many an ex has loved the feel of that bristle.
I'm not going to comment on that. So. Let's keep it on the WNBA really quickly. Thoughts on Caitlin Clark in general? Like, is she just going to continue to be this phenom? Is she going to carry the league to the next level? Is she just going to be the face of the league and just be incredible? What do you think?
I think so. I mean, it'll be ups and downs, right? But this is so cool because she's more Steph Curry than LeBron James, right? But it's kind of a LeBron-esque story where, like, she played for Indiana. And now she's going to the Indiana Fever. So it is kind of cool. She's going to stay local. I think she'll be great for the game. She obviously was for college. I hope she's successful, right? I hope a lot of the young people in this draft are successful. Like, always wanted to see them succeed. I think the WNBA has been on a good trajectory. And so hopefully this is what takes the next level and gives us just more fantasy basketball to play. That's more than anything. I just enjoy having like an extra season of fantasy to
enjoy. Do you think
enjoy.
WNBA fantasy basketball is going to be a thing?
Oh, absolutely. I'm playing again this year. Like, I love, you know me, I'm a fantasy nerd. I'm a basketball nerd. So
nerd.
I'm excited to, I'm just a nerd. Yeah. That's Adam Sandler, worst looking version.
Yeah.
No, you should get into this league. I mean,
you need
to prove yourself after football season. So this is redemption for you.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds like a lot of fun. I definitely want to check it out. And I don't need any excuse at all to play more fantasy, especially fantasy hoops. So,
your daughter's going to love this clip when she watches it.
My daughter's going to change the game by the time she makes it to the NBA or the WNBA or maybe the NBA as the first Vietnamese American point guard. I will know all about the WNBA and the NBA. So
we're going to be training her soon. You how to like shoot and dribble and me all the other parts of the game you don't know, like passing, defense, screens, general team dynamics, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'll send her to you to learn how to pound the ball with one hand and then hand the ball off to someone when anyone gets close to you.
Like just picture very 1950s basketball. Like, yeah,
like
hand the ball, stick the butt out.
The Bob Cousy videos were just running around in circles with the right hand only.
I wish I could dribble like that.
Like, wow, he has handles. Okay, we're going to move to another segment. And it's a little segment that is going to include some role play related to some recent news. So if you guys haven't heard, Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs actually got into a huge accident while he was racing on the freeways about a week ago. And it actually came out recently that they found marijuana in his vehicle as well. So no one got seriously hurt from, at least from the latest that I read, but some people did get injured, went to the hospital. He was racing a car against a friend that was in another car that he rented. So obviously he's at fault. He admitted to being at fault. But we're going to do a little role play, and he's got some explaining to do, and he's got to go to his coach, Andy Reid. So obviously the more Andy Reid of us is going to be Hawk. So Hawk's going to play Andy Reid, I'll play Rashee Rice. But we're going to set this up as like, what do you think Rashee Rice says to Andy Reid? What does Andy Reid say to Rashee Rice during their first conversation after this coming out? So I'm gonna call Andy Reid. I'm Rashee Rice, and Andy, you're gonna tell me what your thoughts are and what I just did, and I'm gonna be Rashee, and I'll respond with what I think Rashee is gonna say. All right, ring.
Gonna be problematic. Oh,
hey Andy, it's Rashee.
Fuck.
I know.
What the
I know.
Fuck?
Did you see the news?
Did I see that? What the fuck, Rashee? Rashee, one job this offseason. It's not to get in a car accident.
I know. I know, Andy. I'm sorry I disappointed you. I know you really wanted that pizza, so I was trying to get there as fast as I could because I know you were hungry.
So you get in an accident, you have marijuana in the car, and then your first phone call to me, and you make a fat joke. That's your that's your idea of how to like suck back up to your
no
boss.
No one's listening to our call, Andy. You know I was trying to get you a pizza. Because you said you were hungry. And after you were smoking some of that marijuana and you left it in my car, I just had to get you that pizza quickly because I know you had the munchies.
I'll order my own pizza next time. I'll get Uber Eats. I like got them on speed dial. It's my number one on speed dial. You just get the marijuana here next time or an edible. We'll eat together. No more driving. No more racing.
Well, my license was suspended and I probably will be suspended for a few games as well. So...
This will be the regular segment.
We're gonna keep running with these segments. No, but I just don't see what Rashee says to Andy. Like, what can you say? You just apologize.
Probably not a fat joke. That's just my Rashee. If you're listening to this podcast and you talk to Andy, do not insult his weight within the first 60 seconds of your call when you're apologizing.
Rashee, like, do you think this affects his ascending status on the Chiefs at all, or is this just like a blip? Like, he'll get suspended, he'll pay his reparations, so to speak, and then he'll just start producing again.
I mean, look, I don't think this derails his career, right? I mean, we've seen much worse happen and players come back from it.
Yeah.
I will say, depending on how long the suspension is, if I'm playing fantasy, this makes Marquise Brown a legit pickup. I liked him when he first went there. We've talked about this, even while Rashee was playing. But if he's sort of the number two receiving option behind Kelsey, well, with Pat Mahomes throwing to him, that's a really nice landing spot.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, that takes us to our final segment of the pod, which is our hot take segment. We're going to call this segment Smash or Pass. So Chris or I will state a hot take, and obviously we're going to declare whether we smash or pass on it. And I think for the inaugural one, I'm going to go first, and I think this is really relevant with some of the player movement we've talked about, but my hot take or my smash that I think is going to happen for this coming NFL season is I think the Houston Texans, with the additions of Stephon Diggs, Joe Mixon, and some of the additions on the offensive line and the defense side of the ball, and we haven't even gotten to the draft yet, I think they're going all the way to the Super Bowl. And I think they actually have a shot to win it. So my hot take is that they're actually getting to the Super Bowl. What do you think?
I'm going to pass on that. That's I like them. They're a good young team, but that is significantly bold.
Listen, with the current team that they have, that's already on top of their performance last season where they got to, I guess, the Baltimore Ravens kind of made them look silly. But for a half, they were right there. So had they like really just played their A game and not fell apart in the second half, we could be talking about a team in CJ Stroud's rookie season that went to the AFC Championship game against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. I mean, That would have been
the Ravens made them look silly, and the Ravens did not win the Super Bowl. The Ravens looked silly against the Chiefs. Like, this is
I get that. And the matchup's not great. But look, CJ Stroud's going to take another step. I think if he takes any type of major step, let alone a little step, he's already going to be one of the top quarterbacks in the league going into his second year. I think there's more comfort with the playbook. I think with quarterbacks, especially young ones, it always takes at least a season to get integrated into a playbook and fully master it. So he'll have more command of that offense. You add another like viable playmaker and threat, not just like a field stretcher or not just like a possession receiver, but like Stephon Diggs is going to take this offense to an elite level. Your third receiver is like Tank Dell or Nico Collins. Both of them take leaps. You add Joe Mixon, who can churn out some tough yards. I think he still has mileage. I think Singletary was okay for them in the run game. And then who was their other back? Damian Pierce. He was just non-existent. Like, he did not show up at all. Like, he was terrible.
Short lived run. Damian Pierce had three great weeks. Remember him well.
Damian Pierce is someone I drafted on a couple of teams. But you
had him in every single league last year. You were like, you bought the hype. And he was good before he got
hurt. He was good the year before.
Yeah, it was, 2 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you take him out. You put in Joe Mixon, who has, you know, he had a pretty quality year on the Bengals. You put him in front of a better offensive line. He'll get some of those tough yardage. I think that offense is going to be a top five offense. And then that defense is going to get better. They got D'Amico Ryan's leadership. I mean, he was the DC for the San Francisco 49ers. They had some of their best defensive teams in terms of like metrics, but also cohesiveness. Like, they really missed D'Amico Ryan's last year, that 49ers defense. But
that might say more about Steve Wilkes, but
I mean, that's fair. But Steve Wilkes was terrible. But I think this team can make it. Like, I really, really do. I mean, who's their biggest opposition in the AFC? It's still the Ravens and the Chiefs.
It's the Chiefs. The Eagles couldn't get past the Chiefs. The Niners couldn't get past the Chiefs. Like, it took the only team to really get past the Chiefs recently is the Tom Brady Buccaneers, which is a couple years ago.
Yeah. I just think the Chiefs, they really turned it on in the playoffs, but they were pretty up and down in the regular season. So I think, to me, that shows they do have some holes. Like, obviously, they turned it on at the right time. They got hot, right, in the playoffs because they have Patrick Mahomes. But my point is, like, they weren't invincible the whole year, and anything can happen in the NFL. I think we all know how tough it is to win the NFL year after year. So, you know, being on top and winning year after year is really tough, and Mahomes has proven he can do that. But I think it's also just things have to break right? Like, another year older for Travis Kelce. Rashee Rice has like 8 charges against him regarding the latest Fast and Furious episode that he was filming. I know they got Marquise Brown, but it's like, okay, Marquise Brown.
That's a legit, I mean, literally think about how many drops Kadarius Toney had last year.
Okay, fine, sure. He doesn't drop a couple of his passes. But my point is more about the Texans and less about the Chiefs. Like, I think they can really give a run for the Chiefs' money. And get this, I think the Texans, I checked a little while ago, I don't know if the number's updated, but their odds to win the Super Bowl were +900. Like, that's pretty good.
Do I need to bring back in our guest host? I can get Andy Reid to come back here, but I think he's fairly insulted. I'll bring Andy back here. I will channel.
Do we need to interview Andy and ask him what his thoughts are about the Texans?
What the fuck?
Andy, I'm sorry. Sorry, Andy. Sorry. Maybe we got a pizza for you on the way. We promised Rashee won't be delivering it.
Andy, you're a big, beautiful man. Do not let Ming bring you down in any of his role plays today.
Anyway, I think that wraps it for us. But like, let's book
Thank
it.
Thank God, it's about time.
I do think that the Texans are gonna make it to the Super Bowl, and like, I'll just say it right now, just so I can be one of the first to say it, if not the first. Maybe the Texans can win it all. We'll leave it at that. I don't think they can beat the Niners. I think the Niners are gonna go back to the Super Bowl, and I have to think that they're gonna win one. But we'll see. Maybe they'll play the Texans. Texans, Niners in the next Super Bowl. Book it. All
Michelle
right?
Yao believes in them. I believe in them.
Michelle Yao. Where did she? Is she here? She listening?
These are celebrity lookalike. We established this earlier. I couldn't place it. I says lots of people. We did a audience survey.
Says Adam Sandler. Can you give me your best? Can you give me your best Adam Sandler impersonation right now?
Come on, Bo, don't you like?
That's Adam Sandler.
That's Colonel Sanders.
That was someone. Definitely, that was not Adam Sandler.
That was Colonel Sanders doing an Adam Sandler bit.
Colonel Sanders.
Sandler. Wow. I thought you said Sanders.
Wow. Okay. On that note. Okay. On that note, we're going to wrap things. Like I said, join us on our next episode. We're going to be talking about impersonation out of my head. We're going to be talking about the NFL free agency losers. So the moves that we really hate and maybe who we think we would actually draft ahead of given their new draft or given their new teams. And then we're also probably going to talk about our takes on the upcoming Tyson and Jake Paul fight. Can you give me your Mike Tyson real quick? Give me your Tyson.
No, I'm not. He kicked my ass. I'm not messing with Mike.
Give
Tyson.
Me your Tyson.
You can do the role play. You give me your Mike Tyson.
Come on, give me Mike Tyson, man. Come on, I can do it, man. Come on, man.
Guest star Mickey Mouse on the next episode.
All right, Chris. Why don't you tell them how they can stay connected to us and watch and listen to us?
If you want to hear Mickey Mouse next time or see Mike Tyson show up and fight Ming, make sure first of all you subscribe. Whatever podcast software you're using, hit the subscribe button. Also, if you look down below, you can see our website. Go to smashupsports.com. Register to play the game. Figure it out. It's a super fun game. We're just adding more for next year. And, of course, you can follow us on social, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Twitter at smashupsports. Again, links below. Go follow us, and we'll look forward to some more hijinks.
All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us on the Smash Pod. Until next time, peace.
Peace out. No, edit that out. That was terrible. I'm not. I think it's been way cooler. Can I do the Dougie?